Yeah. Hi, I'm Milo, I'm an addict. Is that on?
It is, yeah.
Hello? There we go.
Right.
I'm Milo, I'm an addict. I'm very, very nervous this evening. I've done a few chairs, but I've never done a chair in a meeting this big, and maybe that shouldn't matter, but it kind of does to me right now. It's very weird for me to be sitting here, you know, a kind of weird Friday night for me to be sat here in front of you doing this chair. You know, it kind of goes against all my instincts to sit in a room and try and be honest about my, you know, what's going on for me and who I am, I guess. But, you know, I've probably done weirder things on a Friday night, to be honest. But it's a real privilege to be asked to do this, do you know what I mean? This is, and I was saying to my friend outside the meeting, I felt a bit disconnected recently. I've just been working a lot, and I kind of have noticed I've taken a step back from my recovery. And, you know, I did a chair the other day, and I'm doing this tonight, and I've been asked to do some other service in about 2 weeks' time, and it's like no coincidence that while I'm feeling disconnected, all of a sudden, you know, I'm being kind of drawn back into the middle of this. My sponsor always says to me, you know, you have to be in the middle of the fellowship, and it's really true for me. I need to, and kind of what I mean by that is, you know, I find it easy to kind of dip in and out of meetings and sit in the back and not chair and kind of play on my phone and just like not really get involved. But I need to do a little bit of everything to get the most out of this. In my experience, I need to be doing, you know, I need to sit in the front and put my hand up and share. I need to call my sponsor. I need to pick up the phone to people when I don't want to. All the stuff I don't, you know, particularly like doing, I need to try and do. And I don't think it's easy what we do here. You know, it's, I mean, I didn't find it easy. I can only speak about my experience tonight. I got clean in the rooms. I've been to treatment a few times, but I got clean in these rooms. And, you know, I went to my first meeting when I was 17. I went to treatment when I was 17. And I got clean when I was 25. So I spent about 8 years using and kind of knowing there was something else. My parents were actually in recovery, so I always knew there was another way, I guess, but I didn't, you know, I just didn't think it was for me. But yeah, I always thought there was something quite uncool about NA, to be honest with you, but I just resisted it. There was something about it that was just like, you know, it's good, it works for you, but it's not for me, kind of thing. But you know, my using got so bad. My using got so bad at the end of it, and it was like, they say that gift of desperation, and for me that was, you know, I was kind of just like anything. I was just like anything but what I'm doing now. And I remember my first meeting, you know, this time around, I'm coming up to 2.5 years clean, and my first, you know, the beginning of this kind of run, I went to a meeting and you know, I was in bits, man. I kind of like crawled in there and I was like really underweight and a bit kind of green and not really, I didn't know who I was, do you know what I mean? I had no idea who I was. And what, you know, I really believe that we kind of get to know ourselves in these rooms. This is what, you know, we get clean and we start to meet ourselves all over again. And like slowly I'm kind of figuring out what I like doing and who I am and you know, all the different parts of me, which is a real gift. Do you know what I mean? It can be quite painful, I guess, but we're lucky to have a chance to do that. You know, I've got a lot of friends who aren't in recovery, and I often, you know, I don't know where they go with their shit. I don't know, you know, I feel like life's hard whether you're an addict or not, and we're so lucky to be able to come here and kind of talk about this stuff and like address it. You know, that doesn't mean I always do that. It's funny because, you know, I want to do anything to make myself feel good, but sometimes the last thing I want to do is come to a meeting. It doesn't really add up. But yeah, a lot's happened to me in the last kind of 2.5 years. I'm in the middle of my step four at the moment. When I say in the middle of my step four, I mean I've kind of been looking at it for about 6 months, and like, you know, I'm trying to do something about it. But you know, I have a sponsor who's really kind of helped me so much, you know, and it's such a weird thing to sit down with another man and be so honest. And you know, I go and see him maybe once a month, and we talk, and we call it the confession couch, and I sit on his sofa and I kind of just like talk about stuff, and you know, and do a bit of step work. And I still can't really, you know, I try and kind of like think how this works, and kind of, I still can't really get my head around how this works. When I first came to meet, it's like, how on earth is sitting down in a room full of people talking about it's going to make me not want to do drugs? Because that's what it was about at first. It was like, I want a day clean. Do you know what I mean? I want a day off. That was why I came to my first meeting. But you know, it's given me so much more than sobriety. I've got a good relationship with my family today, which, you know, it wasn't always like that. I've got a twin brother who most of the time I get on with. We're kind of in the middle of an argument at the moment, which has really affected me, to be honest. You know, I kind of fucked this guy over for a long time. And it's weird because throughout my using, it was obvious with like girlfriends and my parents, and like I kind of knew I was letting them down, but my twin brother was always just there and I just disregarded him, I think, and it's kind of had an effect on him. But you know, what's cool is I'm aware of that, and you know, I have a choice today. I can maybe do something about that. Do you know what I mean? That's what this gives us. It gives us choices, you know, real kind of freedom. And you know, when I was using, you know, it was just like, you know, how am I going to get high today? Anything else was an inconvenience. Anything else was just a hassle. It was just like, it's going to get in my way. And you know, I look forward to the weirdest things today. Which is like, you know, I've got a job that I really enjoy. You know, actually, I don't wake up in the morning and think, fuck, I've got to go to work today, which I've had that before, which is a real gift. You know, I'm in a relationship now, which is a challenge, but you know, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm in it, do you know what I mean? I'm trying. that's what I think this is about. It's about challenging ourselves, you know, and taking risks and like living our life, man. Because, you know, like, why? What's the point in getting clean if we're not going to, like, try these things? You know, my first year was just meetings, you know, fellowship, recovery. You know, I was terrified of doing anything, to be honest. And I'm not the most confident person, but slowly I'm kind of, you know, feeling a bit more sure of myself, and I'm trying these things out. You know, and I've done some cool things in recovery. You know, I've traveled. I went to Los Angeles for 3 months last year, and I did 90 meetings in 90 days there, threw myself into the fellowship, because I remember I got off the plane, I was staying with someone who I grew up with who's still using, and I was like, you know, he was using my drug of choice in front of me, and my head just went, I'm on the other side of the world, I could do whatever the fuck I want here, no one will know a thing. Do you know what I mean? That's my like default. But I went to a meeting, I sat down, I said, I'm Milo, I'm an addict, I'm here for 3 months, I don't know anyone, and I want to use. And the next day someone picked me up and took me to a meeting. You know, and I don't know where else we get that kind of reception. I don't know anywhere in the world where that kind of happens. And yeah, some of my best friends are in this fellowship, do you know what I mean? A few of them are here tonight, people who I can call up and talk to about anything. Which is, you know, I feel like I'm never going to get on with everyone in NA, but I need about, you know, I've got about four or five people close to me who I feel like I can talk to about anything, which is so valuable to me. So, because, you know, my ideas are shit most of the time, and I need to call people. I need to call people and say, how weird is this? Like, you know, is this clever for me to be doing this tonight? How long have I got? Five minutes. Yeah, you know, I've... Sometimes I feel like I'm 5 minutes away from the person I used to be when I was using. It's quite weird, you know. Sometimes I feel like it's like I've been given this chance to have like two lives in one lifetime. Because, you know, the way I was while I was using was so different to how I am today. But my behavior and my thinking can still be quite similar. My actions can be a bit different, but the way I... Do you know what I mean? The way, if I need to go to about 3 meetings a week, basically, otherwise I act like a weirdo. That's kind of what I've clocked about myself. And if I, you know, and if I'm doing that, and if I'm plugged in, you know, I can kind of manage. I can kind of, you know, just about get by, and I'm not rude to people all the time. And, you know, I kind of like, I can communicate with people, because that's, you know, luckily I don't want to use most of the time anymore. The urge to use drugs is really, I took about a year, but it's kind of left me now. Occasionally it pops up and, you know, I see someone doing something that looks quite good. And most of the time I don't want to use, but today it's kind of like, you know, my disease kind of comes out in the way I communicate with people, and you know, I've got it in me to be quite kind of, you know, I can be quite spiteful and quite short, and you know, there are parts of my character that I don't particularly like, but you know, the more of this I do, I just get that kind of, that moment where I can kind of think about what I'm doing, do you know what I mean? Just that those few seconds where I can kind of think about how I'm about to react. I had no idea what I was going to say tonight. You know, it's such a waste of time for me to think about what I'm going to say, because as soon as it's on me, it's like just gone. And I got asked like 2 weeks ago, and I've been thinking about it for 2 weeks, and now just like whatever's come out has come out. But you know, we're lucky in London, there's like 300 meetings a week, something like that, and it's such a cool fellowship here, do you know what I mean? You know, and there's people from all walks of life and all ages, and you know, what's cool about NA is I now speak to people who I never would have crossed paths with while I was using, do you know what I mean? Like, there are people who I genuinely, I'm happy to see them, and it's like, if I was still using, I just never would have spoken to them, do you know what I mean? It's just like, we're just exposed to kind of quite it's quite raw what happens here. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of, I mean, so is using, but it's kind of, it's just real. I think it's really real. And you know, I just feel blessed to be a part of it. I think I'll leave it there. Thanks.